You can almost say, do you hear the silence? And that's what you're searching for. You're searching for silence. Everybody in the universe searches for silence, whether they know it or not. Because everybody in the universe is that one same super conscious state playing the game of life. And in this game of life, we all search for ourselves. Now that's just words saying, we all search for ourselves. And when I say selves, I mean inner selves. The thing that created the life in the first place. Now consciously, most of us are not aware of this. But if you're searching for happiness, if you're searching for tranquility, if you're searching just to have a nice, peaceful, loving, understanding life, in actual fact, you're searching for your inner self. Because from the inside, this is the only place that the truth can be found. Because inside, this true self is truth. It's a living fact. It's a state of consciousness which is directly linked to the energy of all things, which you could call the isness. That's what we're searching for. The isness of all things. You'll find out it is a state of consciousness which is directly linked to the allness. And to be the allness, it has to be nothing. Because to be the allness, there couldn't possibly be a beginning or an end, because it wouldn't be the allness. It would be the isness. And the isness is what we can see. The allness is what creates the isness. So to find this isness, you've got to go into the allness and come out from the inside with the answer to create the isness that you want. When you find it, you'll find the perfect psychiatry, the perfect psychology, and the perfect theology, because they're all the same thing. It is just three different names searching in three different ways within the isness of what we know. But if you take away the three names and the isness, which is the illusion anyway, the isness you see is the illusion, and everything within it is the illusion. Even the words and names and deeds are all part of the illusion. So you can't find any truth within the boundaries of the illusion. What you have to do is look inside and find that one single truth. Just one. One teeny, little, simple truth that you already know, because you see, you are it. You are what you're searching for. But your search leads you to the disguise. When you have your meetings, once again, look for silence, because it is in a silent mind that truth shows itself. And to get a silent mind, there are two ways to do it, or at least there is the appearance of two ways to do it. One is to go to the so-called spiritual side of life, or the so-called religion, and get it through this, by starting to believe in the spiritual reality that exists, and someday going beyond the belief to the fact. There is another way. The other way is the psychological way. But it is not psychological from the mind. It is psychological from beyond the mind, before the creation of the actual thing that's happening. You go before the creation of life itself to find out the illusion, to realize that life is one single divine thought, and we are it, connected to a superconscious state which truly, truly lies within each and every one of us. We are it. That is the reality of life. What you see now is the dream state. It's the illusion. It's a perfect illusion called life. And this perfect illusion called life is created via your superconscious state. Your superconscious state. All you have to start to do is to realize you are the superconscious state. And as you start to truly realize and experience the fact, then the superconscious state will turn around and take care of you and guide you and take you home to where you belong, to that inner divine place where you realize that life really is a shadow and a dream. That's all it is. The life as we see it now is not the reality. It is the shadow of the true reality. And to find it, being the shadow, you must turn around, look behind, and there's the answer. It always comes from the opposite direction than the mind thinks it does, because the mind is the creator of the illusion called life and everything that lies within it. All the mess, all the corruption, everything. Go within, and all the outside things will start to heal themselves, because life is a conscious state. And if the conscious state of the universe starts to rise, then everything must get better. It must. And this is the only way it can be done. There is no intellect in the world can cure the sickness that mankind suffers from right now. It is totally impossible, because it's the illusion trying to fix the illusion, or the blind trying to lead the blind. It can't be done. The only way it can be done is spiritually, whether psychologically, beyond the mind, or what we call religion, go inside and find the truth, raise the level of conscious state, and as the level of conscious state rises, knowledge to fix all your problems will come. If anybody tries to explain the problem, you won't hear it, because the mind of man can't solve its own problem, because it can't hear it. Because the answer is there is no problem. There's only the illusion of the problem. But you see, there's only one universal truth. Just one. You find this universal truth, then you can talk in harmony with your fellow man, because you're talking in truth, because truth is not a thought process. It is not a thinking process. It is simply a fact. It is not a fact from the mind. It is a fact before the creation of mankind itself. It is simply, it all comes from that one simple little fact that everything is nothing. And from this great nothingness, via a superconscious state, all things are created. All things. You see, when you speak truth, the reason it doesn't make sense to the mind, because you're speaking from two worlds. You're speaking from inside and outside. And every time you speak from inside, you speak truth. When you speak from outside, it is still truth. Truth from the mind. Truth from the illusion. But it is not truth from inside. And this is where people get mixed up. It's a change in statement. And when you go from inside to outside, you drop levels of conscious state. Therefore, there's a gap between what was said originally and what was said now. And this is why mankind has never heard truth. You don't expect anybody to hear truth. Very, very few people in the universe will ever hear actual truth. But the very few that hear will help to change the world. If you could get 100 men that actually heard the truth, or 100 people, I should say, that heard the truth, the whole world would change almost instantly. Almost instantly. Because the power, with the realization that all things are thoughts, this kind of power that simply spiritualized the whole universe. And the way we do it is just by love and understanding, by explaining life. If psychology changes and starts talking truth, instead of being caught in the illusion of the past, the sickness of the mind of the universe would collapse so fast it'd be incredible. It's just the right use of the mind. Exactly what we're talking about. The right use of the mind. And the right use of the mind is to be still, quiet, silent, and observing everything as is. But it's not as is from the mind, from the illusion outside, it's as is from the inside. Because the minute, the second the mind is silent, this is when the beautiful truth comes in. And truth is always beautiful because there's only one truth. And you couldn't say, well, maybe the truth to you is good, but to me it's not. We're not talking about that kind of truth. That is a mind, belief, truth. We're talking about a truth which is universal because it is. That truth is all things. It is. It's the very essence of life. It's just that center of the cosmic, spiritual fact, right inside. And that inside is inside your own conscious state. If you take yourself, turn yourself inside out, so to speak, you would find what you thought was reality was the dream, then you found true reality when you turn inside out. And when you turn inside out, the dreamer, the true dreamer, wakes up, sees the illusion, goes back into his dream, knowing that he is the dreamer, and it is indeed all a conscious state, and it's up to you. It is your life. You are all things. You are all things. We are all things. All things are thoughts. All things are illusion. See this, and you'll walk in what is called bliss, or heaven, or in happiness. You see, happiness comes with understanding. Life comes with understanding, because that's all life is a hunk of knowledge. It's all knowledge. That's what life is. The second you start to see life, you break the pattern of thought. And you realize more knowledge breaks the pattern again until eventually it's all knowledge. And it's the simple knowledge, once again, that all life is a superconscious state and all life is nothing. And from this great nothingness, all things appear via that same superconscious state. And if you try and figure out how something can come from nothing, you'll never make it, because you're too late. The illusion of life has been formed, and you're it, so you can't figure it out. You can only hear it someday from within yourself. What is said now doesn't make sense, but the second it's heard from within, it makes the most simplest sense in the world. And it's something you've always known, and it is this something that you've always known, when you find it, that will make you realize what all the problems are caused by in life, and it's our own lost minds. And we all play the same game in perfection. If you see it in perfection, you'll find the perfection and you'll find the answer. But if you go to negativity, you go in the past and you see things as wrong, that's what you'll find. Because it's the mind searching for itself, and whatever it's thinking, it is. That's simple. Just break the pattern, go the opposite direction, and you'll find out what all the great men from the past have been talking about. It's really simple, eh? All you have to do is listen. No gimmicks. nothing. All you have to do is listen. You see, it doesn't matter what kind of gimmick it is. It doesn't matter what process you develop, or what you use, or what you, ideas and concepts. They're all part of the illusion. And you, if you use the illusion to try and find the illusion, you're missing it, because it's not out there, it's inside. You must try and break the pattern of the illusion to find the reality. And once you start to break that pattern, life starts to become easier. Because once you go and start to break that pattern from beyond the mind, the reason life gets become easier, because you start to realize within yourself there is something deeper than you ever thought before, and you start to realize it is a hidden thing from the mind. It is something which is non-tangible. It can't be seen, it can't be touched, it can't be told, it can't be read. It's a space, it's a level of conscious state which will appear when you're ready. If you truly want it, it'll appear when you're ready. And when you find it, it's your secret. You can't give it away. You cannot give truth away. It is totally impossible. You can simply talk about it. And the hearer who hears will hear it. But they'll hear it from within themselves. It will not come from me to you. It will come from you. And this is where the truth is heard. If whatever you hear in your mind, and you start thinking about it, and you form a concept, an idea, a belief, this is life in perfect motion, and this is what we're creating, and this is why the truth, the secret to all things, is lost, eh? That's why it's lost, because life is so perfect that it's we're doing whatever we want, eh? If you're trying to figure out what is being said now, you've missed it. Because the second you find it, if you leave it alone, this conscious state will grow and guide you and take you to your perfect self. If you think you've found something and you get stuck, try and realize you really don't know anything. Because there's no end. We people here have only scratched the surface. We put all our conscious states together right now, we've only scratched the surface. But you know what it has done? It's created beauty for a lot of people. But try and realize you really don't know anything. Truly realize it, not just see it as belief, eh? But truly realize it. It's very important, because it's not until then you'll start to move again. And the more you realize you really know nothing, you're going into neutral. Eh? And the second you get into neutral, and you just go with the flow of life, and the flow of life is all things, and it takes care of you, and it guides you, and it does everything for you, and all you can see in is a beautiful life. That's where it's at. When you find the inside is you, always was, and you haven't given anything up, you've just found the other part of you, then you're free. I should say good night now. So. I don't want to form a habit, but tonight I really would like to, I feel it here right now, that just sit still or close your eyes or get yourself comfortable just for a couple of minutes. And just like the feeling, it's a feeling, eh? You're not searching for words, you're not searching for concepts, ideas, you're searching for a beautiful feeling. And this beautiful feeling is what will give you the knowledge.